came in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What were the reasons?
Om Gyanati Mirandasya.
You can take phone.
Gyananjana Shalakaya. Chakshu Unnitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurudev Maha. So many times, Srila Gurudev has explained to us that Krishna, he is expert in tasting all types of relationships of all his different devotees. In Bhagavad Gita, it's explained, Yehetamun padyante tamtatai papajamyaham. That as one approaches Krishna and engages in loving activities, that Krishna, he is expert in reciprocating accordingly. So with all his devotees, he's able to reciprocate. But when it comes to the love of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna, he becomes bewildered. Sometimes...
Why not telling the causes? Not three. Before that, jada jada hida, from Virgam. All the
so Krishna, he explains, yada yada hidamasya glani bhakti bharata adbhutanam adamasya tadatmanam shijamyaham. That whenever and wherever there's a predominant rise of irreligion and a decline of religious activities, at that time I descend myself. So there are external reasons and internal reasons for Krishna appearing in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The external reasons are that primary reason, Advaitacharya, he was saying that the fallen condition of the souls in Kali Yuga, and seeing that people, they were not taken to the path of bhakti, they were not taken to the path of Harinam. Then Advaitacharya, he was thinking, how the situation in Kali Yuga, how it can be changed. Then he saw in one scripture, Gautamiya Tantra, where it stated that if one worships the Lord with Tulsi leaf and Ganges water, then by this process, then the Lord, he may be propitiated and he may be appeased and he may appear. So going to the bank of the Ganges, Sri Advaitacharya, worshipping the Lord with worshipping Shalagram Shila with Ganges water and Tulsi leaf, and with very loud calls, he was calling for the Lord to appear. So he said that of the secondary reasons, that this is the primary reason for Krishna coming in the form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That generally the Lord, he appears at the end of the yuga. But because Advaitacharya was calling, then he came at the beginning of Kali Yuga, where normally he would come at the end of the yuga. Just as we see in Dwapara Yuga, that Lord Krishna, he appears at the end of Dwapara Yuga, but this time he appeared in the beginning. Also,
go on.
Also, it's explained that in each age, there's a process, there's a religious process. In Satyuga, the process of worshipping the Lord was to perform meditation for thousands and thousands of years. In Treta Yuga, the process was to perform very opulent sacrifices. In Dwapara Yuga, it was temple worship. But in Kali Yuga, it's explained that the process is process of chanting the holy names, process of Harinam Sankirtan. So the Lord, seeing that the situation in this age of Kali would be very, very degraded, so then he appeared also chanting the holy names of the Lord. But coming, he chanted the holy names, but bringing a special aspect, bringing the mood of the Brijbasis. He came and he was chanting Pray Nam Sankirtan. He was doing Nam Sankirtan, but Prem Nam Sankirtan, meaning imbued with the Prem of the Brijbasis of Vrindavan. So, what is his special contribution? It's explained in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Anapita charin tirat karunaya vitana kalo samapaitam nota jwala rasa swabhakti sriyam hari purata sundara jyuti kandava sandipitaha sadaha rudaye kandares purata vasachinandana. That anapita charin tirat karunaya vitana kalo, that which had not been given for a very, very long time. Samapaitam unoto jwala rasa swabhakti sriyam. That Lord Krishna, he came to taste the love of Srimati Radhika, but also samapaitam unoto jwala rasa swabhakti sriyam, to taste the beauty, to give the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika. So in giving Nam Sankirtan, but in Kali Yuga, this Danya Kali, he's giving Prem Nam Sankirtan, this very special type of Nam Sankirtan, which is imbued with the mood of the Brijbasis of Vrindavan. And by this Nam Sankirtan, then one is able to achieve Vraj Bhakti, the state of love of God in the mood of the Brijbasis, but specifically Unota Dwala Rasa Swabhakti Sriyam, to achieve the stage of the beauty of the love of Srimati Radhika, which is Madhuri Ras. Or more importantly, in Madhuri Ras, there's Tat Tat Bhav Ichamayi and Sambhog Ichamayi. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving Tat Tat Bhav Ichamayi, which is the mood of the love of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika. So, these two reasons, the calling of Sri Advaita Acharya, and also to give Nam Sankirtan, but specifically in giving Nam Sankirtan, he's giving the love of the Brijbasis of Vrindavan, and most specifically, the maidservants of Srimati Radhika in Manjri Bhav. So these are some external reasons, and also internal reasons are to fulfill his own desires.
Okay. What is bhakti? And you can also express the different stages of bhakti here.
Om Jnanam Timiram Dasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chaksuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajitama Diksha Guru Padapad Manditalila Pravishnu Om Vishnu Padi Stotra Sitashi Shimam Shula Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Paramarajitama Shiksha Guru Padapadma Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Sitashi Shimam Shula Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj.
In very easy words, so that all can easily understand.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to explain bhakti, or pure devotional service.
What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give pure bhakti, and his most important representative for teaching what is pure bhakti all over the world is Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami has written a very beautiful verse defining pure devotional service in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There he writes that the flow, the constant uninterrupted flow of devotional activities performed by one's body, mind, and speech, and also by spiritual sentiments, which are as constant as the flow of honey from a jar, which is not covered by the desire to enjoy the fruits of our activities, and which is not covered by mental speculation, which leads to impersonal liberation, which is not covered by yoga or tapasya or any material desire, which has in its essence only the desire to give pleasure to Krishna. This purely motivated activity is called Uttama Bhakti, or pure devotional service. This devotional service has three basic categories. The first is called Saran Bhakti, the second is called Bhava Bhakti, and the third and topmost is called Prema Bhakti. Saran Bhakti are those activities also performed with the body, mind, and speech with the sole purpose of attaining something that is eternally residing in everyone's heart, and that is called bhav, or spiritual emotions for Krishna. Forgetting all the emotions of this material world. I am this body, these are my relatives, everything in relation to this body is mine. That bhav is deep in the ocean of Bhava Sindhu, the ocean of material existence, of repeated births and deaths, sorrows and sufferings. But bhav, the transcendental sentiment that I am either a father of Krishna, or a friend of Krishna, or a maidservant of Srimati Radhika in her service to Krishna, or Krishna is my master, these permanent relationships called Sthayi Bhav, our eternal Bhav, our eternal consciousness as a servant of Krishna in any of those four features. That Bhav is eternally situated in the heart. There's no need to look outside to get that permanent sentiment. It's already there. Simply by chanting and hearing and engaging in the angas or limbs of bhakti, hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, serving the lotus feet, the nine processes of bhakti, that pure bhakti is awakened. So sadhan bhakti is performed under the guidance of self-realized soul, engaging the body, mind, and words only for the sole purpose of attaining that bhav. Then bhava bhakti is also explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who also explained the definition of sadhan bhakti to Sri Sanatana Goswami. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains Bhav Bhakti to Sri Sanatana Goswami. And that is, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma Prema Suryamsya Samyabhak Ruchibis Chitramashrinya Kridasau Bhava Uchchate. That is, when devotional service is no longer mixed with the modes of nature. That is, I'll do bhakti so that I can become powerful and destroy my enemies. Or, I know that if I do bhakti, I'll get some name and fame. Or, I see that so many people are engaged in chanting and they become very wealthy and have high positions. So I'll do that too. When all these desires are gone and bhakti is only performed on the transcendental platform, that is, on the platform of Sandini, Krishna's transcendental existence, on that platform of transcendental existence, controlled by Baladev himself, Pladini Shakti, Radharani herself, the power of bhakti and pleasure to Krishna, and the Samvit potency, Krishna himself, which is the condensed knowledge of Krishna that Krishna gives to others to know him, and by which Krishna knows himself, and when that becomes very, very condensed, that becomes bhav, and when it becomes totally condensed, it becomes prem, which is embodied by Srimati Radhika. So when Radha and Krishna and all their pastimes of love combined on the platform of Sandini, predominated by Sri Baladev, that is called Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. So when our devotional service comes to that level, transcending the material, impure desires, aspirations, and activities, then it becomes just like the first rays of the sun of Prema Bhakti. And it's also compared with the first sprout of the flowering plant of Prema Bhakti, which is wrapped around the lotus feet of Krishna. At that time, when Bhava Bhakti, which is the beginning of real bhakti, awakens, the heart begins to melt by various tastes and sentiments in relation to service of Radha and Krishna. And this is called Bhava Bhakti. Then, finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining to Sri Sanatana Goswami, Prema Bhakti. When this Bhava Bhakti becomes completely condensed and saturated to the point where Krishna becomes my only possession and my only relationship is with Krishna. He's my only my, the only thing and person that I can claim as my own. And my only loving object is towards Krishna. That is called prem by great authorities like Prahlad, Bhishma, and Uddhava. So these are the three levels of bhakti that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give the world. And how does one get from one level to another? This is explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation, Sri Kapiladev, to his mother Devahuti. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti ritakarna rasayana kata tat joshanach asupavarga varmani shadaratir bhakti anukramishyati. By associating with completely pure tatvakya rasika bhaktas and hearing from them about my meaning Kapiladeva speaking, my glorious pastimes, those pastimes enter through his heart, his ear, into his heart and becomes like a rasayana or a tonic to bring him out from the dead-like platform of material existence. By continually hearing such glories and pastimes which establish my excellence, one is relieved from pavarga, the terrible condition of material existence. Just like a horse is working very hard, so much hard that it is foaming at the mouth for no benefit. This is called pavarga. And apavarga is liberation. What kind of liberation? Shraddha, Rati, and Bhakti. He goes from Sadhan Bhakti to Bhava Bhakti, and finally to Prema Bhakti, when he himself can enter into and become part of the pastimes of Sri Krishna in love and devotion.
Thank you. So bhakti is a transcendental mode of the associates of Krishna, especially Haladini Shakti, Srimati Radhika. This is the mode. But how this bhakti descends in this world? Can you tell the process, how it comes in this world, in the heart of jivas, especially ignorant conditional soul? How it? Better you can come here. As you like. Try to hear it very carefully.
Savakriya Chaksurum Ritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vansha Kalpatrupya Sakritasin Vedaja patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo.
I can ask from anyone. Anyone. Remember. At once, I may tell. Oh, you should, what he told. So be all careful. Why you are so far away? Try to come nearer.
It describes.
Go.
Nitya Sri Krishna Prem Sadikabunoi Shravanari Sudachita Koreya Udoi. That
thank Krishna you to Prem, come when you reached here. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
You called.
I was waiting for you.
Krishna Prem or transcendental love and affection for Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is eternally residing within the heart of all living entities. And it is the supreme object of everyone's life endeavors. How will this come about? It is described here in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Only when we hear in the association of Sat, Guru, pure Vaishnavas, then this Krishna prem, this love and affection, pure love and affection for Krishna will sprout. Otherwise,
what is this shloka? Bhaktistu?
Bhaktistu Bhagavat Bhakta? Sangena Parijayate? Satsanga Praptite Pundis? Sukriti Purva Samskara? When we are associating, so much fortunate we are, with a pure devotee of Krishna, pure Vaishnavas, then bhakti will come, bhakti will sprout within the heart. Without that, it cannot come out, never, ever. Yeah. Like anyone, if he wants some money, you may go to the shop where they sell gas oil or petrol or anything. Yeah. It is not possible to obtain money there. Yeah. Maybe we may try another shop for groceries. Yeah. We can only pay money there. Yeah. We cannot obtain money. If you want money, you have to go, where is the money? To someone who is working as a director or manager in a bank. Yeah. Then we can negotiate to obtain some money. So if we want to obtain Krishna prem, we cannot get it from anyone but that person who has that very valuable treasure within his heart. If you go to anyone who doesn't have that, he may have the dress, the tilak, and everything, yeah, and tell, I am the representative of Krishna. Yeah. I've been initiated by my Gurudev, and I am his representative, and I can give you, yeah, love and affection for Krishna. No. Only that person who is really following, who is really realized in the science of Krishna consciousness, who has himself a very thick relationship, which is full of bhav, as we just heard from Srimati Shamarani Dasi. Yeah, how that bhav is eternally residing within the heart, and it comes out only if we follow the proper process as described by our acharyas, particularly Srila Rupa Goswami. So having that fortune to be in association of pure Vaishnavas, Sadguru, yeah, then this bhav or this pure love and affection for Krishna will sprout within the heart. Who is so fortunate to have that association? How to obtain that? This shloka describes only those who have performed Sukriti within their past life and in this life, they are so fortunate to obtain that association. So we should consider, yeah, that this formula is happening or not within our life. Even we are in the association of pure Vaishnavas, and we may say, oh, I'm following the shloka, satam prasangam virya samvido. I am hearing Harikatha. But really, are we hearing or not? Hearing means we hear and we follow. We may hear and after the class we will do anything. We may want to do so many other things besides being 24 hours engaged fully in devotional activities. As we heard also, the definition of pure bhakti is like that. So we should see that gradually, if the balance is coming closer, yeah, to performing activities constantly, yeah, within the definition of pure bhakti, every day we can measure the amount. And in this way, there is no special secret. Sometimes the devotees will ask, "Oh Gurudev, what should I do? Where should I go? What to do? I have this plan, I have that plan." But Gurudev always telling, this is the plan. Practice pure bhakti. 24 hours a day. Śrīla Rūpa Gosvāmī Pāda is describing in Upadeśamritam, Tanāma Rūpa Charitāri Sukirtanānu Snityo Kamena Rasanāmāna Siniyo Yatishtam Vrajeta Tanurāgi Yananugāmi Kalam Nayat Iti Upadeśya Sāram. The essence of all advice is to gradually engage all our activities with the senses, the body, the mind, the heart, yeah, living in Vrindavan under the guidance of pure Rasika, Bhavuka, Vaishnava, hearing, chanting, remembering the glorious pastimes, the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His intimate associates. Gradually we should endeavor to engage all our time in these activities. So we can measure ourselves. Are we going this direction or not? This is the process. Other than that, there is no shortcut. Yeah. This is the pure and sure process to attain perfection. So this, again, this Krishna praying, pure love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is coming down only through the proper Baya medium, which is the pure Vaishnava, who has that very Krishna praying within his heart. If that very essence of Sukha Sattva touches the heart of the living entity who is very eagerly hearing, submissively serving, then that combination fructifies and the sprout of Krishna Prem will quickly develop. Every day we can hear and chant, and this will be the watering of that very sprout. Hearing and chanting, if we perform that in good association, it will go that much quicker. Therefore the advice is that we should always try and pray to have good association in our life, and especially be under the guidance of Krishna's pure devotee. Once you come for
as you have heard, satam prasangamam virja samvidam. And he told, bhakti can come by the association of high class of devotees. What kind of that devotee should be? Oh, like Narad. Oh, he told, oh, bhakti should be. And at once came. It should be like Sarup Damodar, Rai Ramananda, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadeva, oh, Uttam Mahabhagavata. The association of that. If you have, then bhakti will come. Not like those who are not qualified. They don't follow bhakti process. They don't chant name. Oh, they may chant 16 round. Mind here and there. Not fixed in Krishna. There is no even transcendental sadha in their heart. What to tell nishtha, ruchi and asakti and bhav and love and affection, prem. How they can give? You should always think, those who have this wealth of bhakti in their heart, they can give. Otherwise, those who have no bhakti in their heart, they cannot give. So, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bish. Guru, what kind of guru? Not kangaroo. Kangaroo, you know?
Australian kangaroo.
Not like that. Really, qualified and bona fide. He can give, who has wealth of this bhakti in their heart. Guru should be so qualified. And bhakta, no difference in between bhakta and guru. Guru is superior among devotees. So bhakta should be like that. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti. Only by the mercy of Krishna and Guru. Guru means here bhakta also. By their mercy we can have. But you will have to know who is Guru really. Don't be in confusion. There are some symptoms which have been written in Bhagavat and Veda Upanishad. We should know. And what is the nature or what is the symptom of pure Vaishnava? Pure Vaishnava and Guru they never criticize anyone. They have no time at all to criticize anyone. Those who are criticizing, they are offenders. They have not come even in the stage of Kanishta Vaishnava. Never. So I want that Madhava Maharaj should express some symptoms of Guru and Vaishnava. That we will know that what is really, who is really Guru and who is really Vaishnava. And by their association we can have pure bhakti as otherwise no. Go on. Hare. Very simple word that all can, especially the devotees of native place, this place.
Ungagyana timirandhasa gananjana salakaya chaksurun militam jena dasmai sri gurave namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. First of all, I pay my obeisances, the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru Pad Padma and Siksha Guru Pad Padma. After that, I pay my obeisances, the lotus feet of all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis who assembled here to attend Harikatha and who has given me chance to speak some Harikatha. So Gurudev ordered me, what is the symptom of Guru and Vaishnavas? Just you have heard that Vaishnavas, among Vaishnavas, Gurudev is best among Vaishnavas. So Gurudev also is best Vaishnav. So you have heard from Gurudev, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. If you want to serve Krishna, then something is needed. What is that? Bhakti lata bij. Seeds of bhakti. What is that? Desire to serve Krishna is called bhakti lata bij. So by causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna or combined mercy of Sri Guru and Krishna, you can get that seed. So now we have to first know what is the symptom of bona fide Gurudev? If you go here and there, then I am Guru, then I am Guru, I am Guru. No, you have to know what is the proper symptom of Guru. Then you can understand yourself, because Bhagavan has given you intelligence. You can understand who is bona fide Gurudev. Then you never be cheated. So you must have to know the symptom of bona fide Gurudev. Srimad Bhagavatam and other scriptures has told us, Tasmad Gurum Prapadeta Jiggasusya Uttamam Sabde Parecha Nishnatam Brahman Upasamasyam. So, Tasmad Gurum Prapadeta, if you want to know and want to surrender yourself, the lotus feet of Gurudev, so you have to go to Gurudev. What is his symptom? Sabde Parecha Nishnatam and Brahman Upasamasyam. He had two symptoms. One is called internal symptom, another called external symptom. What is external symptom? Sabdev Nishnatam. That means he will be expert in all scriptures. He will be perfect in all scriptures. If you want to know any inquiry, if you have any question, if you have any doubt in your mind, oh Gurudev, I couldn't understand, what will be answer? Immediate, he will quote from scriptures and remove your doubt from your heart. If you ask any question about scriptures, oh, tomorrow I shall answer you, or I don't know, or he can quote from here and there from any material thing, this is not proper symptom. So you must be expert in all scriptures like Ramayana, Mahabharata, Vedas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and others. Another thing, upasamasyam, he must be detached from material desire. In this world, all are engaged in material desire. More or less everybody has some material desire. But he came to know by association, by this material desire we not be happy. So how we can be happy? Then we came to know in good association. We have to take shelter of bona fide Gurudev and you have to do bhajan of Bhagavan Krishna or Lord Ram, etc. Then you will be happy. So he came in contact of Vaishnavas and to Gurudev. So Gurudev must be detached. In this world, all materialistic persons, they are engaged in 3 W, means woman, oil and wine. If you go to them, they could not help you. And moreover, they are more entangled in jog, divorce, drink and dance in nightclub with girlfriend or boyfriend and dollars. And this is their destiny. If you go to them, they could not help you to advance in Krishna consciousness. So bona fide guru must be detached from all these things, from 3 W and 6 D's. So have to be careful. These two are external symptoms. And internal symptom, parecha nishnatam, he must be realized soul. Then he is uttam guru, uttam bhagavat.
What is the meaning of realized?
Realized means he knows who is he, means which we are doing for our physical body, and sometime we control by our subtle body, means mind, and doing all this activity. We are taking this cloth, we are eating for maintaining our body. But for whom people are loving us, we are talking and laughing, joking each other. For whom? We have soul. To whom you are loving so much? Husband loving wife, wife loving husband, father loving his kids, and kids are loving their dads and mom. If soul will go away from body, no one will love you. So he must be realized, he must know who am I, and what is my soul, and what is relation between my soul and super soul.
No, moreover, he has realized how to love conjugal. What is love and affection to Krishna? Fully realized, and he is serving them.
And moreover, which you have heard from Gurudev, you must know what is love, what is relation between him and divine couple. Knowing this, realizing this, he is serving always to divine couple. Then he is bona fide Gurudev.
Otherwise not.
Otherwise not bona fide Guru, which you have heard from Gurudev, that Australian kangaroo. But if Gurudev is like bona fide, if symptom, he has like these two symptoms, then please go to him, surrender yourselves, don't be entangled in rumor, oh, he is good or not, he is bad, this and that. Who is approaching you? Don't go to him. He is not good, he is not lying. Is he lying himself? Who is not in line? They thought, maybe he is not in line, you are not in line. Just like if someone is thief, if he see anyone in a civil race, oh, maybe he is police or CID. Similarly, who is not in proper line? They thought everyone not in proper line. So don't be overcome by them. So Bhagavan has given you intelligence. You can judge yourself, or you can come in contact of good association. Then you can understand who is bona fide Gurudev, and please come in proper contact, then your life will be successful. And
this even is you should know that even a Madhyam Adhikari, Vaishnav, he has so many qualities. Kripalu, Akritdo. And so, you should define. These are the symptoms of Sadharan Vaishnav.
So, Vaishnav has
ordinary
been six
and
symptoms.
Who are in top? Oh, so many.
Kripalu.
All these symptoms of Guru are there.
Kripalu means he must be merciful. Akritadroha. If someone is envious to him, he must not be envious towards them. Just like Haridas Thakur, he beaten by 22 marketplaces, but he never ask or pray to God, please punish them. Always pray to Bhagavan, oh, please forgive them. Akritadroha. Satya sar, he must be always speak truthful.
And he never speaks lie.
He never tell lie.
He never criticize anyone. Even they are wrong.
He has no time to criticize others because he is always engaged in service of divine couple. He could not understand them. Just like all of you are sitting here, or when you are going to your job or your business, sitting on your chair, if you think anything, any other thing, none can understand your mind. Similarly, the bona fide Gurudev, they are beyond mind. They are always serving divine couple by their soul. So when you will come in the level, then you can understand how they are serving divine couple. So they have no time at all to criticize to others. So they are beyond of criticize, beyond of criticism. Satya, sar, sama, and that equal vision to all. And nirdos, they have no fault. Badanna, they are great donor. And suchi means always pure.
What donor?
They are donating pure bhakti. They call Mahabadanna. In this world, if you are hungry, someone can give you some food. If you have no cloth, someone can give you some cloth or food. They are donor, but it will for momentary. But what bona fide Gurudev will give, it will affect on your soul. And it's permanent. It never be going to end. So they are great donor in this world. Satya sar samar nirdosh badanna mridu.
If anyone putting tilak, telling that I have been initiated by this person, guru, not chanting always and criticizing others, what type of Vaishnava is he? What type? Is he Vaishnava or not? Never. They have no time at all to criticize anyone. If you will criticize anyone, Hanti, Nindati,
Vaidesti,
Vaidvesti,
Vaishnavanna Vinandati,
Vruddhate
Jati Rahasa Darsane Patatani Sar.
What is
so, it? If you have Tilak, Kanti and Sikhat, etc., but you are not
always this in hand, you.
And chanting bead on your hand, but you are criticizing other Vaishnavas. Could not tolerate them. So what will be the result? So our scripture told, Hanti nindanti vaideshti Vaishnavanna vinandati kruddhate jatina harsa darsane patata anisat. So, Hanti, if you beat any Vaishnav or kill any Vaishnav, Hanti nindanti and criticize other Vaishnavas, Hanti Ninnati Vaidesti, an envious mood towards Vaishnavas.
No Abhinandati.
Vaishnava Nabhinandati.
If Vaishnava is coming.
Vaishnava Nabhinandati. If some Vaishnava is coming or Vaishnavas are coming, you know. But you are not going to welcome them. He is superior to you. Knowing everything, you are not going to welcome them. This is also one fault. Krudhate, seeing Vaishnava, I became very angry. Oh, why he came in my zone? Maybe he will carry my oil. I don't like him to come in my zone. So this is also one fault. And Jatino Harsha.
Also, telling others not to go in high association. Always like this. Oh, this is not the symptom of any Vaishnava. If any Vaishnava was, he was. But doing so, see, he fall down. No Vaishnava. We should not give honor to this clause of Vaishnava.
So, jati no harsha. Seeing Vaishnava, you must be very happy. If you are not happy, and you check others, don't go there. What is this? Nonsense things? It is Vaishnava aparad. If you do all six things, or among six, five, or four, or three, two, one, you must have to go to hell without any help. None can protect you in this world. So be very careful. Don't do any Vaishnava aparad. If you do, your bhaktilata will be stagnant and could not advance anymore in Krishna consciousness.
If anyone is doing like this, is totally not Vaishnava. They don't know what is Vaishnavata.
And this Vaishnava parad will uproot your bhakti kripa.
Yes.
And you're bound to go hell without any hell. None can protect you. None can save you. So be careful. Don't do any Vaishnava parad. If you want to be happy in this world and advance in Krishna consciousness. So now we shall hear from Srila Gurudev. Hare Krishna.
If any pure devotee is preaching Krishna consciousness here and there, and any other guru is also doing so, is preaching, then they are friends. Why to quarrel among them? No reason at all to quarrel. I think that what Swamiji was preaching, oh, love and affection of Krishna. And if someone is doing so, he's preaching, then he surely embrace him. Oh, you are my friend. And that is Swamiji told me to help his devotees. Same thing. If I'm preaching, I will see that, oh, this person is helping so much. My devotee, my disciples. Oh, then I will be very much pleased to him. And I will make him friend. Oh, you are helping me by helping my disciples. No? So this is a good thing. But why friction here? It means there is something loop and hole. And what is that? We have thought that all here, the devotees are my property. Disciples are my property. And that is why anyone can fear. Pure devotee has nothing concerned to do with all these things, bogus things. If anyone is helping my disciples, oh, I will be very thankful to that person. And I will tell, oh, I am indebted to you that you are helping my devotees. You know that who was the guru of Parikshit Maharaj and from whom he heard Srimad Bhagavatam? Actually, was he the real association guru, Diksha guru? Nothing. He was first class Vaishnava himself, playing in the laps of Krishna. He cannot do any wrong thing. Never, never. So he called Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami, and welcomed and heard from him. Not only he, 88,000 of Rishi, Maharshi, and so many all were present. And they all became pure devotees, having love and affection. Who helps us, helps anyone to become a pure devotee? Really, he is Guru. If a Diksha Guru who has initiated but not helping, and he has been devitiated, and he is not pure Vaishnava, can he help? Never, never. But even a Shiksha Guru, whether he has given initiation or not, O pure Vaishnava, Shiksha Guru, he can help so much. And really he is Guru. And this is called Bhagavat Parampara. This is approved by our Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Rūpa Goswami, Kavi Karanapur, Baladeva Vidyābhūṣaṇa, all our Guru Parampara has accepted this. So we should think, and we should have a strong belief that those who are helping us in developing of Krishna consciousness, really he is Guru. Whether he has initiated Diksha Mantra or not. Otherwise, he cannot help. We know that who is helping us in Krishna consciousness, really he is Guru. And he should have all the qualities that we are expressed. So, I want to speak something about bhakti. But as a general rule, for making platform of bhakti, we should know all these things. Otherwise, we may be deprived. Anyone can cheat. And they may tell that you should have a box in your house, all devotees, and give daily $1 there. And in the end of month, you should send to me. Like this guru. I'm hearing and seeing everywhere like this, bogus gurus. When Parikshit Maharaj heard from Sukadev Goswami, had he donated any farthing to Sukadev Goswami? He was naked, Sukadev Goswami.
No pockets.
No pocket even. No even door coffin. Door coffin, you know?
Loincloth.
Never. What Parikshit Maharaj can give to Sukadev Goswami? Nothing. So what you can give to me? Worldly things? You cannot give anything. So we can give you. Really. So now I want to explain something about bhakti. Anya bhilasita sunyam gyan karmatyanapratam anukullena krishnanusilanam bhakti rut. I forget to do pranam to my guru. Agyan timiran dasya gyan anjan salakaya chakshu runmilitam jena tasmeishi. Oh, my millions of humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradya Guru, Om Vishnu Pashisham Bhakti Pragyan Kesho Goswami Maharaj. And same to my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pashisham Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. Now I have told that Anna Bhilasita Sundam. And perhaps it has been explained by you?
Yes.
She explained. Bhakti. Can you tell my boy?
Srinivas.
Anya bhilashita, the meaning? So you should stand up and tell the meaning. Anya bhilashita. What is the meaning of that slok?
You want me to say Sanskrit? Sukadev has ordered me to say something
more louder, please.
There's one slok in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhubindu, which has been written by Srila Rupa Goswami. Anya vilasita sanyam jnana karma janavritam anukulyena kushanu shilanam bhakti rutama. The meaning of this slok is the constant and unbroken endeavor of the body, mind, words, and internal moods or bhavs, spiritual sentiments, which is meant exclusively for the benefit of Krishna, and which is not covered by jnana, karm, or adi, out of things like yoga and austerities, and which is totally devoid of all desires except the desire to satisfy Krishna. It's uttama bhakti, or pure devotional service.
Very good, very good. This side? Anyone? Anyone? Manjari, you? Yani, what he told that boy? I told that I will ask. No. Only meaning. Simple.
He's explaining what Gurudev has said. Anya vilashita sunyam jnana karma janamritam. That this uttam bhakti, or highest, most pure bhakti, is like an uninterrupted flow of honey which flows towards Krishna for the pleasure of Krishna with all one's actions, heart, mind, body, everything, and is not covered by jnana or karma, which is self-seeking purpose, and not covered by mental speculation or logic, and or anything else like yoga or other things.
Very good. Thank you. Okay. This is called Uttama Bhakti. The example of Uttama Bhakti are only gopis. And among gopis, Srimati Radhika. Only. These are Uttamottama. The mode of Radhika, how she is pleasing and serving Krishna. Even in he becomes angry. And he molds his mouth like that. I will not speak with you. Even this is bhakti. She does man. Man, you know?
Sulking.
Why? To please Krishna. He can give his face on the head of Krishna to please Krishna. We cannot imagine what are their moods. We may think that, oh, Yashoda Ma is binding Krishna and he is weeping, and with his stick he wants to beat him. Oh, this is purest bhakti. You cannot imagine how. Duryodhan invited Krishna in his golden
royal palace.
And he prepared so many preparation, very sweet and delicious. And he was to present to Krishna. But Krishna what told? I'm not hungry. I'm not a beggar person. I'm Atma Kam, Atma Rami, Ram, Yogi. more than that. I have come to for a job here, and without completing, I cannot take anything. Especially you have no love and affection for me. How can I take? I am not a beggar. Understand? So he never had to Krishna. And Yashodama, with a stick, binding him. And Krishna is weeping. This is bhakti. How? Oh, the symptoms of bhakti is so high. We cannot understand. Because we are Kanishta Adhikari. Or some are going to enter in Madhyam Adhikari. How we can? So, from beginning stage, I want to give some explanation for bhakts, and they are divided into five kinds of bhakta. Then you can understand the mood of gopis. Otherwise you cannot. What are they? First, you showed bhakti. What is bhakti really? Oh, by an example you can understand very, very clearly. Oh, you know Ramayana. Maharaj Dasarath wished to complete two bones of Kaikeyi. Ram should go to forest for 14 years and Bharata should be king. Knowing Ram became very happy, and then he left with Sita and Lakshman. He went to forest. First he went to Chitrakoot. Bharata was not present there. He has gone to his maternal uncle with Shatrughna. When Ramchandra went to forest, oh, Dashrath Maharaj, feeling so much separation, Ram, Ha Ram, Ha Ra. Ma never came. And he left his life in separation. He had so much attachment for Ram that he left his life. Vasishtha was very worried. Guru, what to do? Now Ajodhya is in what?
Danger.
In danger. Quickly he sent a messenger to Bharata and Shatrughna to call him. They came. They were thinking, why? Without any reason they are, oh, there must be some reason. What is that? When he came, he saw that Ajodhya is like Vidhava Nari.
Widow.
Like a widow. No one coming to welcome me. Why? Where is my father? Where is my brother Ram? He used to come to welcome me, but today not. In the meantime, he saw my mother Kaikeyi. She was a widow. Oh, mother, how you became a widow? Oh, my dear son, for you I have become...
For your benefit only.
Widow. Why? Where is my father? Oh, he has left his life. Where is Ram, Lakshman and others? Oh, they have gone to forest. Where is Sita? She has also. Why it became? Oh, only for you I did. That you should be king of the whole kingdom. And secondly, I thought that in 14 years, your kingdom will be
very strong.
Strong that even Ram will come. Oh,
no subject will care for him.
That is why I did. Oh, you did for me. But today, I am promising that you are not my mother and I am not yours on this relation. Stop. I would have killed you. But not killing, that Ram will be somewhat angry to me. and telling this. He announced that we should. I am going to Chitrakoot to bring my brother, to make him king. All the mothers become ready. They go. Vasishtha and whole kingdom, all young persons followed him. All army also, with elephants and horses, all began to travel with him. When Ram went, when Bharat reached there, oh, he was thinking, anyhow, I have so much strong faith that with my love and affection, Ram must return back and he will be king. Otherwise, I can give up my life. He told to mother, Kausalya, mother, can you help me? If you order Ram, that, oh Ram, you should quickly return back to Ayodhya and be king. He cannot
disobey your order.
He must come. She told her, I cannot tell like this. Why? Am I wrong? Oh, you are not wrong. Your love and affection for Ram is so high. But Ram is not doing anything against dharma. He is param dharmi. So, he is going to forest to obey his father. How can I tell him that he should give up his dharma? I cannot. So I am wrong? No, you are not wrong. But yet, you are taking the side of your own son perhaps, or nothing, you are more than my son. Then he went to Vasishtha and told the same. He also refused to tell Ram to return back. He went to Mother Sunaina, the mother of Janaki. Oh, you can save me only. Other cannot. Maharaj Janak has come. He is like our father. Tomorrow there will be meeting and it will be decided what to do. So please tell Maharaj Janak that he should tell that Ram should be returned back to his kingdom. Oh, I will pray him. But he is very strong devotee. What he decides, he does. He follows that. So let us. Do you want that your Sita should travel in forests and jungles, in mosquitoes and so many where there are demons? You want? No, I don't want. But how can I tell? Then next day, there was a big meeting, and in meeting, Maharshi Vasishtha, Maharaj Janak, and all the sons of persons of Chitrakoot assembled there. All the subjects of Ayodhya with mother and all. Kaikai went to Ram and told, oh, you are my son. I have requested the two boons from Maharaj. Now I am returning back. You should come back and obey me. I am your mother. And you should be in Ayodhya and you should be king. Because I wanted. Now I am rejecting my proposal and telling you to return back to Ayodhya. Oh, Ram told. Oh, you are wanting something for your mamata to me? Mamta ke badle ye tum chahti hai humse ye mulya chahti ho, meri mamta ka mulya chahti ho. Means?
You're asking price for my love for you.
My love and affection, you want. Don't do like this. If you were telling, I'm just returned back to, I will return back to Ayodhya. Then she began, oh, then what will be of my father? He has told. So, the time has passed. If you have told in the front of Maharaj
Dasarath,
my father, and he would have allowed to cancel this, then it was. But time has gone. No? And then what became? She began to weep loudly. Then Maharaj Janak came there, a very big council of all. And what became? Maharaj Maharshi Vasishtha, Brahmarshi Vasishtha told, Ajodhya is in very much trouble. In the ocean of what?
Misery, suffering.
Misery. You can save. You are very high class of devotee. You can save. So better, I think that you are father of Ram and Bharat and all. Because you have given your daughters to them. Sita, Urmila, Mandavi Srutikati. All are your daughters. And now they are your son. They must obey. Then he told that, Ram, do you want to obey me? Oh, he told, yes. You are my father, my guru, my all thing. I must obey. Bharat, what you will do? I must obey what you will tell. Then Janak told, doing pranam to his Gurudev, he told, what he told? Oh, you have so much love and affection for Ram. So you have won the race. Understand? Tumhare hirday mein itna prem hai. A prem does not know rules and regulations. So I think that what you wished, Ram should do it. But love has some rule and regulation. Rules and regulation. Prem bhi apni kuch marjada rakhta hai. Bharat ka prem ek mahasamudra ke saman hai, Pacific Ocean ke saman hai. Jisme Himalay jaise parvat dub jayenge. Kintu Ram ka dharma kaisa hai? वो अटल अचल रहेगा या डूब तो डूब जाएगा किंतु वो
नहीं होगा.
What meaning?
The love or prayer has its own principles which guides it. The Bharat, the love of Bharat in his heart is as deep as the Pacific Ocean, and the strong adherence of religious principles of Sri Ram is like Himalayan mountains, so high. Although the great Himalayan mountain can sink in the Pacific Ocean, but it will remain immovable.
So Ram, dharma ki marjada aur sima hai. Ram is the
extreme example.
He can drink in the ocean of love and affection of Bharat, but he cannot give up his dharma marjada. But love has also some
his own rule.
principles,
marjada. What is that? Ek bhakt ko apna jo aradhya dev hai, uski ichhaon ko samajh karke ichha ke anusar mein uski seva karna. Apne man se mat karo. You are serving not to please you, but to please or your yesterday, Ram. What Ram likes, what he desires, you should know, and then he follow you. Otherwise, you are seeing one by one side only, yours. You are very
selfish.
Yes, like that. You want to be happy, but you don't want to make him happy. What he desires, you think that if Ram will come, I will be happy. But how Ram will be happy? Have you known this fact? Please go to Ram and ask how you can be pleased. What your desire is that I can fulfill. Oh, Bharata at once stood up and he fell down on the feet of Maharaj Janak. You are my guru, really. Up till now, I was not realizing what is prem, you have opened my eyes. And what is that? I should know the desire of Ram and to follow. Oh, very good. He went to Ram, apologized and told, oh, my brother Ram, my dear Ram, now Maharaj Janak has opened my eyes. I was thinking one side, not both sides, or Ram's side, your side. Really, what you desire? Oh, then Ram told, oh, I know that your love is so high. So Maharaj Janak has told that you have own. So I have been defeated. What you know, what you want, I will do. I have taken the kingdom of Ajodhya. For this you were really unhappy. So I have taken. Now I am
king.
The king of Ajodhya. But I want that I should fulfill the desire of my father also. So for 14 years, you should be there as my representative and rule the kingdom like a father. That I want. And then Bhat told, oh yes, now I am realizing this. Now I want to be your representative, but I cannot tolerate one day even that you will be late to come on Ajodhya. If you will be for one day even, I will give up my life. Oh, don't have doubt any. I will come at the nick of time. And then he told the one thing I am also requesting you. You should give your sandal.
Wooden sandal.
Wooden sandal. What you will do? Oh, this will be your representative. I will think that your sandal is Ram himself. And I will do daily
Arati.
Worship. And any order from him, I will pray. And it will be on the throne. And I will do everything. So, Bharata returned back with that. So, this is bhakti. We should know what Krishna wants. What begins from Guru. What your Guru wants from you. What he wants Guru. A bona fide Guru wants. That you should serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. You should serve all qualified Vaishnava. Chant always now. Remember the sweet pastimes of Krishna. He wants only. He not wants that, oh, come and make money for me. I have so many projects. He never wants. He wish that his disciples should gradually develop his Krishna consciousness. Only he desires. So we should know the desire of Guru first. What he wants? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakhmat, Manivedam. Like this, always engage your mind. Oh, but one thing will be big problem. If 24 hours you will do Shravanam, Kirtanam, what about your jobs to maintain your life? How? Oh, don't be worry for that. If you are chanting, remembering, Krishna has promised that he will bring all the utensils you need on his head or on his back. And he has, time to time, he is fulfilling his promises. So don't. Don't. But I know that you cannot do. You cannot follow me. You cannot give up all these things and cannot come. Because you are Kanishta, you cannot do. Even, you know, Pandavas, a high class of devotees, they are fat. Maintaining family life. But their family life for what? Oh, Arjun, Bhim and others having so much love and affection for Draupadi because she is a high class of a devotee of Krishna. Draupadi has five husbands and so much love and affection. But why? Because all are devotee of Krishna. So if a family life is like that, oh, no harm. But your whole desire should be like unbroken. Esteem like madhu, honey. In the guidance of Vaishnava, in the guidance of Guru, to please Krishna, not to please you. This is really bhakti. Gaur Premanande. Any kirtan? One kirtan, then they will. Oh, that should be it.
Thus ends the class on the 9th of June 2002 in the evening in Boise, Idaho. Hare Krishna.